When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good afternoon. Heidi Dallaire here of Love Wide Open. Now, I've been doing a little bit of reading lately, and it's Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth. For those of you who are not familiar, it really brings the battle between the ego and unconsciousness to the forefront. I think we're living in times now that we see this happening. We see the ego running amok everywhere we look. And we see those of us who are conscious saying, oh boy, we're in a little bit of trouble. But I wanted to quickly come on today because it has me thinking of really what I do, is that I am someone who connects people back to their hearts, that I try to pull people out of that unconscious place we live in a lot in our brains and bring them back into their body, back into their heart. So with that, I question all of you, where are you living these days? Are you living in this programmed world that we are all trying to get through daily, where we only see ourselves, we're living in an ego world, give me, I want, I only see me, what's in it for me? Or are we living in a place where we can sit back and we can truly see ourselves and want to love ourselves in a way that brings us joy, that we light up around the things that we do, that we are conscious of another human being's presence, not just conscious of it, in awe of it. And why? Because we're connected. When you see that person in front of you, you see you reflected back at you. No matter what our social and cultural norms are, our differences, if we truly, truly look, we see ourselves in others. So again, the question to you today, how are you being a human being? How are you fighting your unconsciousness? How are you fighting your ego and just being? Is that through taking a nature walk? Is that through meditation? Is that through a yoga practice? Is that through speaking consciously with another human being and listening? I'm curious. I want to know. How are you taking notice of your place in the world and also everyone else's? How are you noticing that we truly are all connected, and that we can either be connected in the ego and unconscious and be just a bunch of human doings, or we can come back into ourselves where we are conscious and aware of each other, loving each other, and being human beings in kindness and in love? Thank you. Again, I'm Heidi Dallaire of Love Wide Open, which can be found on several social media networks, also at lovewideopen.com, and where you can find many, many podcasts. Check it out. Have a great day, everybody.